I'd like to thank you for your endurance and for giving us all the opportunity to speak. And thanks to the Mountain View for, hosting this meeting. My name is David Hill. I'm a almost 30-year resident and businessman from Lancaster. I'm also an instrument-rated private pilot. I'm based at Mount Washington Regional Airport, which is just down the hill here in Whitefield. Although you can't tell that from the map in the back because it's been kind of conveniently obliterated by a little label that says Whitefield Substation. That should give you all some idea of how close the airport is to the existing right-of-way and to the proposed higher towers. I would like to formally request that part of the EIS be a thorough and rigorous aviation safety assessment along the entire route, and more specifically, I would like part of the assessment to be to study how the instrument approaches into Whitefield and the missed approach procedures may be affected by the higher towers. I know from personal experience that if you have to fly the missed approach, you're going to go over those lines. And I know from being a past chairman of the Mount Washington Regional Airport Commission that the FAA and the New Hampshire Department of Transportation are very interested in extending the runway. Ed Betts mentioned this. He was like the second speaker. They're very interested in extending the runway an additional 1,000 feet to the east. So I think that those approach procedures also need to be examined in light of that possible runway extension. And if anybody doesn't think that that's a concern, we should go flying sometime in the clouds at night.